Good morning. Welcome to the... Oh, good afternoon. Just turned midday. Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Tuesday, the 3rd of November. I am in a world of pain. In the shower this morning, Sam shouts down. We've got a little sort of outbuilding down the bottom of the garden, and she keeps bits for going to the RSPCA in there, and a load of there's bird food, fat balls, and mealworms, and feed the birds every day. So I'm in the shower. She's off to the RSPCA today. She shouts out to me in the shower, "Have you?" Locked the door, and that door has not been locked since we've lived here, since the building's been there. It's never ever been locked. I said no. She said the door's locked. I said, "That'd be so stupid." Anyway, like that, she said, "No, it is, it's locked." She said, "I can't get in." I said, "Have you looked in the window? Is everything?" She said, "Yeah, it seems all right." So I'm thinking that somebody must have gone in, nicked it all, and then has locked it on the way out. We just leave the door open with the key in it. So I'll get out the shower, check the security cameras first, see has anybody been scurrying around the garden in the night. Nothing there. So I go down to the door, and it's been a windy night. And indeed, I mean, it's never happened before, but the wind has blown the door shut. I am in pain. And the door hasn't locked, but the door is obviously banged shut, and now the door latch is stuck on the keep, and I can't undo it. So the turning the door handle, the latch is just not moving. It's obviously broken just there. So I said, "That's gubbed." I said, "There's no way of getting in there." I said, "The only way of getting in there now, bearing in mind she wants to get off to the RSPCA, is to smash the door down." So I said, "I'll kick it in." So it's not something I've done before, and it's not something I wouldn't make your armed robber. It's not something that I'm master. So I stood there for sort of 10 or 15 seconds thinking, what technique do we use? I've watched a bit of TV in my time. The old professionals paid you the theme tune. Do I go for the shoulder barge and barge it, or do I indeed kick it in? And I thought, I'll go for the kick option. So I've taken a step back from the door, raised my foot up, sort of, you know, level with the latch, so sort of for 3 feet off the floor or whatever for me, and like a striking slug, the foot's gone out, smashed into the door. The door hasn't moved, and my back has, and my back's gone, and I am in a world of pain. And the door still wasn't open, so now I'm howling around the garden. But the door's still not open. Sam, ever sympathetic, just wants her stuff to go to the RSPCA. So another two goes at that, and I kicked it in eventually. But I can't move. Genuinely, I can't sit at my chair. I've had to do all the ultimate stuff. I'm in absolute agony. I don't know. I've obviously done something. Yeah, so there you go. If you want doors kicked in, if anybody's thinking of taking up a life of burglary or whatever it's called, I'm not your man. Leave me out of it. So I don't know how this is going to pan out. Guys who I was going to have a Zoom this evening, if you don't mind, I'm going to cancel that. Genuinely, I can't sit at my desk. I'll move it till next week. I will drop you all an email. Yeah, I can't. There's no way I could sit here for an hour or so at this at the minute. There you go. There'll be a few of you laughing at that, I'm sure. Old Suggsy, you might be able to beat me at golf now. So we now have a broken door. I've got a bad back, but she got her bird food and bits and bobs. Right, there's only two pod horses today. A bit quiet with the quality of meetings. Melbourne Cup in the night. Don't know whether anybody watched that. Joseph O'Brien winner. But we have got two at Redcar in the 3.10 for Noah and in the 4.10 notation. 3.10 for Noah and in the 4.10 notation. I've got nothing football wise, there's a few championship games. There's a game in Serie A tomorrow, so I've done all the numbers and figures for that and sent out to Ultimate Guys. I'm going to run through some stats again tomorrow. I have got a little recipe. I haven't got a book for you today because I've not been able to sit and find one, but that's just because I can't sit at my desk. But I did knock up a little recipe which I'm going to give you. It's lovely for this sort of weather, particularly as we're going in lockdown. You want something quick and warm to eat. Hasn't really got a name. It's like a sort of spicy curry prawn noodly bowl. Really literally takes 5 minutes to prepare and 5-10 minutes to cook, so it's something that anybody can make, and it's really tasty. I'll give you the ingredients first. You need some olive oil, you need a red chili, you need about 2.5 tablespoons of 2-3 tablespoons of Thai red curry paste, 2 vegetable stock cubes, a can of reduced fat coconut milk, a couple of teaspoons of fish sauce, some rice noodles, and depending on how many you're making for, if this would make for me and Sam 100 gram of rice noodles, so if you want to make for four, have 200, double everything, and 150 grams of prawns. I like to buy the uncooked ones, cook them and there, but you could put cooked ones in. Some limes and coriander. Make up your stock, make up about 700 ml of stock. Then heat the oil in the saucepan, chop the chili up and cook that. Just cook it for about a minute, and then add the curry paste, stir and cook that for a minute. And then pour in your stock that you've made and stir all that in to combine. And then add the coconut milk and bring all that to the boil. So let that all get up boiling. Then put in a couple of teaspoons of the fish sauce, a little bit of salt and pepper. And toss in your noodles, and they use rice noodles. They literally take 3-4 minutes to cook those until they're softening. Get a couple of limes and juice them, and put the lime juice in. And don't go and buy bottled lime juice. Use fresh limes. It adds to it. And then if you're using the raw prawns, then just fry them in a pan literally for a minute either side and add them. If you're using the cooked prawns, obviously you can put them straight in, literally warm them through for another minute, scatter over some coriander and serve it in bowls. I like to sprinkle a bit more coriander. I scatter over some coriander, stir it in, and I like to serve it, sprinkle a bit of coriander on top and serve with a lime wedge. Really nice, tasty, spicy, bit of kick to it. If you want to put bits of other fish in there, bits of cod and things, it works. So that is the, there you go. I'll call it the FTS Spicy Prawn Noodly Bowl. There you go. Have one of those. Right. Oh, I am in trouble here. I'm going to take my bad back and sod off. What was I thinking? Hey, amazing. So you watch it on telly. See, it's all doctored on telly, isn't it? It's all doctored, like the door isn't really, it's just balsa wood or whatever. There, I decided I can do this. Yeah, when you sort of, what do you call me? Young end of middle-aged, am I? Young end of middle-aged, fit as a fiddle, like a machine. The door got the better of me. I've got to be honest, the door got the better of me. That building is coming down. I'm going to get a new one. One that has a proper working door. Right, enjoy yourselves, have a lovely Tuesday. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to pack in some stats tomorrow because I can't sit at my desk so much. I'm going to sit with my laptop and work through some Excel and stats for tomorrow for you, get some stuff ready, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow, so have a lovely Tuesday, and I'll be back with you Wednesday.